Well, good morning, everyone. Tom Moulton, Executive Director of the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance, and we here are going to talk a lot about tourism today, but we're going to talk in particular about the attractions in Southern Arizona. So this is Jump In Tucson. We're here every Thursday morning at 9 o'clock, and every single weekday beginning at 9 o'clock, we have a different host who interviews the folks that aren't afraid to get their hands dirty. And certainly today we're going to be talking to two individuals, been associated with other businesses here in town, but more importantly, over the last couple of years, I've had the opportunity to work with them. And Joey Eno has worked with the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance and started out as kind of a driver out there delivering passports and discovered that he had many more talents than that. So we'll learn more a little bit about Joey. And then our new president, Peter Tsai, who actually a little known secret that he was a medical doctor and decided to join the hospitality industry. So that's a very interesting story. These two gentlemen will be here probably around 9:15 and 9:30 respectfully. But let's get right into the show today because it's going to be considerably different. Normally, our format has been kind of a long interview, casual conversation with hospitality companies here in town, particularly attractions. Today, this celebrates kind of our ninth month anniversary of this show for me when I started with the Jump In Tucson gang. And I thought maybe it was time just to take a step backwards and talk a little bit about the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance and some of the things that they have done over the 26 years that they have been around. But we also want to make sure that you don't get a chance to see him because this is radio, but our producer, Matt Neely, who's on the other side of the glass, will actually have a little bit of a different role today, not much more, but we're going to be giving away Tucson Attractions Passport. And Matt, I will give you the cue on that one. And let's see what else kind of goes on. And Matt, you know, feel free during the hour to jump in. Because I also want to let you know that during those two sessions with Joe and with Peter, we're going to ask for a person, the first caller to come in. Now, there'll be a condition here now because I'm going to ask Matt to put you on the air, and you have to talk about your favorite attraction. Now, it doesn't make any difference if they're a member of the SAAA or not. If they're just an attraction, your favorite attraction located in Southern Arizona. That would be the one condition.
Museum, theme park,
and
natural
zoo,
attraction.
Yeah. National park that contributed all that billions of dollars to our economy. And it kind of is a nice segue, Matt. I appreciate you providing that for me. And again, this is what Hollywood calls the unscripted show of the morning. But we, both of us are professionals here, and I think that you'll enjoy the show. We'll try to put a little humor in it, in the show as well, but we both have a passion of what we're doing, and that's the most important thing. And I think that'll come across over the next hour about that we really enjoy what we're doing. Matt has an opportunity to work with the great Chris and all the other Jump In folks that are part of the Jump In Tucson show. And, you know, Dr. Ackerley has been teaching students forever and ever at the U of A and has his, I think he's the third generation, I think. I might be wrong, but in the advertising business and the Ackerley family. And of course, Ted Maxwell, our wonderful SALLC and General Maxwell, as we affectionately call him because of his years of service in the Air Force. And also Grant, and what now, you, Matt, Grant, you're here when Grant is on the air on Wednesday.
Yes, sir.
So Grant, he's part of this wonderful, I think he has three restaurants in St. Philip's Plaza. I met him when he came over many, many years ago, and he had a partner, and he was one of the first restaurant folks that I met. And for him to have all those restaurants within the St. Philip's Plaza, he's added a stage. It is probably what I think the best outdoor bar and grill location here in Tucson. Would you agree with that?
So it's fantastic because, especially once the weather gets a little more reasonable outside, and all three restaurants kind of face the performance area, more or less. In addition to this, he's got the Maverick over at Tankaverde and Cole.
That's right. He bought that from Jay.
Confluence.
Yeah, he bought that from Jay Zucker.
And the irony of it, which he has talked about on Wake Up and on his own show, is he was with the, he started out with Breckenridge, which ironically was right there at, or interestingly, was at St. Philip's Plaza. So he kind of started out there, or at least that was one of his early experiences, and now he's practically cornered the market there for the venues. So it's kind of neat.
And you tune in on Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock, and he talks to all of the restaurant folks here in town, and of course with Tucson designated as the Tucson City of Gastronomy, the first city in America to receive that. Yeah, kind of certification, dedication from the United Nations Creative Cities Program. We have a lot of people that are actually coming into town just to try out our restaurants, which is, you know, you would think of New Orleans and maybe San Antonio or, you know, having that honor. But we got that honor first. Now, San Antonio got it second, but we were the first. And we are leading the charge absolutely to bring folks here to eat in a local cuisine and with local food ingredients. So it's an important part of our tourism message. So the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance, as I mentioned, 26 years ago, we were an all-volunteer organization started by four general managers / CEOs of four attractions, and those attractions were the Desert Museum and Old Tucson and the Biosphere and, believe it or not, the Tucson Museum of Art. So we had added a little arts and culture into our mix. And the fifth partner, which was very important, was Visit Tucson. And they are the sponsor of this program. And they are a sponsor of many things to do with the attractions industry here in Southern Arizona. Now, it was probably Janet Napolitano, you remember her as the governor, who really, during her tenure, and of course it was Tucson that helped get her over into the governorship, but she created this program called the Hidden Treasures. And she used to, when we talked about I-10 and, you know, how dangerous I-10 can be between the two, she said, well, I really don't know that, you know, because I get to fly back and forth. Well, she actually got in a car, probably surrounded by some other folks, and she traveled the state. And one of the things she did was to seek out those attractions that didn't get a lot of attention or they had small marketing budgets. And that's exactly what happened in 1998 when the four attractions got together and decided that they were going to be doing some really special things for those attractions. And now we're coming up on our first break, Matt, and let's leave it at that. This is Jump in Tucson, and we'll be back and we'll continue our story about how the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance became a wonderful marketing force for the hidden treasures of Southern Arizona. We'll be right back. Well, we're back, and this is Jump in Tucson. I'm Tom Moulton, and we're brought to you by Visit Tucson and, of course, Accurately Advertising. So, boy, we have a special guest on the phone right now, Joe Eno. Good morning, Joey.
Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm so glad you're on the phone with us. Now, we talked a little bit about you, Joey, in the beginning of the show, but not much. But you have such a variety of activities that you've done over the years, and more importantly, you served in the military. Let's take about 1 minute, Joe, and let's learn a little bit about who you are, Joe.
Well, like I said, my name's Joey, and I did 8 years in the U.S. Navy on board the USS Arleigh Burke guided missile destroyer, 3 tours of combat in the first Persian Gulf War. And then after that, I went to school, used my GI Bill to get into computer-aided drafting, and I started designing missiles at Raytheon Missile Systems.
That's fantastic, Joey. You know, I knew 90% of that, but I didn't know the fact that you were actually designing those missiles. And so that career kind of took its course, and Joey was looking for a new kind of opportunity, and he and I got together, and he started kind of going out and visiting with the folks that are selling the passport, but it became very apparent very early that Joe's talents were much better served by helping the SAAA in just about every aspect that you can think of. And that became, Joey, you remember, I think one of your first projects was during COVID. And one of the things that we didn't want to do was be quiet during COVID. Obviously, the attractions were open, then they were closed, they were open, then closed. But I asked Joey, could you help me make sure we continue to publish the Tucson Attractions Passport? And we had a lot of fun, didn't we, Joey? There were some challenges, but we had a lot of fun.
Yeah, we sure did.
And we learned programs we didn't know, and our goal was we're on our 22nd edition, I think, of the passport coming up. And we have published a new passport every single year. And now they were a little bit smaller, but then in, I think it was 23, Joey came out with the passport. And if I recall, Joey, correctly, that passport was the biggest passport we ever had. You remember that?
Yes, 120 pages or so, and lots of new fun things to do. You know, I lived here for 45 years, and I never knew all of the fun things to do in Tucson. So it's really exciting.
Yes, and I've heard that story, and it's a great story, because the way the passport came about, it was 2003, I believe, and Rick Vaughn, and then the senior VP of marketing of Visit Tucson, and his director of tourism came to us and said, you know, we're in the handy-dandy pocket guides. You know, digital was just kind of sort of starting out, but they came to the SAAA, and we all met at the International Wildlife Museum. I can remember this like it was yesterday. And we introduced this concept of having a passport to the attractions. And literally, Richard picked up a passport and threw it up in front of the crowd of about maybe 30 attractions and said, hey, look, we need to do a book. We didn't call it the Book of Fun yet. I was going to tease that, but we call it the Passport to the Attractions. And, you know, to this day, we still get phone calls for people looking for the United States passport, which I don't know if that was a marketing ploy or not, Joey, but it certainly it's interesting, because obviously while we had them on the phone, we would talk them about the passport to the attractions. You know, so it was really important that Joey and I continue to, you know, I had 15 attractions in the first one, probably 25 pages. And as Joey said, with his help and bringing on new members, we were over 120 pages. I think at that, maybe 100, a little less than 100 attractions. And what a great story there, Joey, for all of your efforts. And there's one other thing that I asked Joey to talk about today in the short segment that we have was we used to call it just the showcase. And what it was, in maybe probably 1999, 2000, all the attractions would get together and we would go to the Park Place Mall. And we invited the public to come visit the attractions. And we had pretty good turnout. Of course, the malls were very, very busy back then. But over the years, that now has morphed into what we now call the Ambassador Showcase. And what that means is that anyone that is out there in the tourism world that is promoting Tucson, Destination Tucson. We asked them to come to a one-day function, and it's where we bring the attractions to them. And what I mean by that is that these folks every day are talking to visitors and residents about what there is to do in Tucson, because that's the number one question what we get on the phone is, what is there to do? And Joey, you've taken a lot of those calls, and there are actually people that still use the telephone, isn't there, Joey?
Yes, definitely.
And Joey was right there behind the scenes, and I asked Joey, I said, Joey, we need to make sure the showcase is done extremely well. And I asked Joey to take care of all the registration. And Joey, what are the kinds of folks that we invite other than the attractions to the showcase that you had the opportunity to meet?
The most fun thing was I never knew there were so many CTAs, Certified Tourism Ambassadors. And then, of course, it's always fun to meet them coming in from the different towns, especially historic Highway 80, Douglas, Bisbee, Benson, and Tombstone, and having an emphasis on Southern Arizona towns that people wouldn't normally know that there were fun things to go do. So that was really big in the last couple of years, bringing in historic Highway 80, Nogales, Sahuarita, and now pushing more towards Yuma area and getting all of the people involved that really didn't know that this was a thing. And it's really great for networking and getting to know other people.
Yes, and I think what really helped propel that, if that's the right word, is over the last two or three years, the number of new attractions that you have brought into the Attractions Alliance. Could you tell us a little bit about that? And then it's okay for you to highlight a couple of your favorite attractions as well.
Yes. Yeah, so my main, I don't know how many trips I took down the historic Arizona 80. I had so much fun going down to Tombstone and meeting with Susan Wallace. She runs many different things down there. Big Nose Kate, Shady Ladies Closet. She has the Russ House, a bed and breakfast there. We also have the Rose Tree Museum. And then venturing through Benson into Douglas, we just got the City of Douglas. No, everyone that I talked to really didn't know what was going on down there. And it's really fun and exciting. We have the Art Car World. We have the historic Gadsden Hotel, the Last Supper Museum. They have a really nice visitor center there. It's run by David Nevin. And they do really neat tours of Mexico and lots of history there. And I can't forget Sun Equatan, the president of the Arizona 80 Foundation. And then coming back to Tucson, we've got Live Once Adventure Planning. We have Tucson Adventure Rentals, which is where you can rent the RTVs and take tours and go out and have fun with your family. I mean, the list goes on and on. I think we added like 30 coming up in our new brochure and our new Tucson Attractions Passport.
I think you're right up there, Joey, with the Governor Janet Napolitano, because you found so many hidden treasures here in Southern Arizona. So, Joey, if you could join us for about five more minutes right after the break, that would be wonderful. This is Jump in Tucson, and we'll be right back with Joey just for a few minutes, and we'll wrap up that session. Well, we're back, and it's Tom Moulton, Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance, and on the phone is Joey. Joey, good morning again.
Good morning, Tommy.
And we also have Peter Tsai, our president of the SAAA. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning. Good morning, Joey.
Hey, Peter. How's it going?
Pretty good.
So we've been sharing a few moments with Joey and how over the last 2 years, he's helped me, maybe 3 years now, he's helped me produce the Tucson Attractions Passport and help the company put together probably at least two or three of the best showcases. We were at Old Tucson and we were at Trail Dust Town, and just a wonderful turnout. Peter was a member of the board during those times, and he's now the president. But I asked Joey Peter to stay on just for a few more minutes because we haven't done this, I think, in the 9 months we've been on the air here, and we're going to give away a Tucson Attractions Passport. Now, this is a very special one because it's over 130 pages, Joey. It wasn't too long ago, about this time, you and I were putting this one together.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
And it's got, oh my gosh, it's got so much to go, and Joey changed the map around a little bit and made sure that we added Tombstone. We had got so many members from Tombstone that we had to have their own special map to let everybody know where all the attractions are. But this particular passport we're going to give away is valid through the end of the year. However, we're going to send you a discount coupon for next year for 50% off. So you get a chance to really enjoy the next passport, which is under production right now as well. So, Matt, let's do your magic. Let's get that first person on the phone. And one of the criteria, guys, in case you didn't hear it, was we're going to ask them what is their favorite attraction and why.
So, yeah, and if you'd like to win this, call 520-790-2040. That's 790-2040, and you can win a Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance passport. And while we're getting callers, maybe tell the folks how much it costs and where they can get one if they're not a winner or if they can't call in.
Thank you, Matt. I appreciate that. Joey and I had that new passport ready in October. I think we launched it at the Saba Home Show, Joey, didn't we?
Yes, we sure did. And we had, everyone was really excited. It's the biggest book ever. And everyone is just like, can't believe how many fun things that there are to go do.
Now, we don't call it a discount book, even though a lot of people like to call that. We call it the Book of Fun. Because inside 130 pages is over 100 experiences all around Southern Arizona. Again, back to those many hidden treasures. As Joey indicated in the last segment, is that he leafed through the book and he saw things in there. He had no idea they were here right in our own backyard. Every year we come out with a new edition. We also have a digital version for your phone. That's principally, you know, for the folks that are coming over, spending 3 days or a week, you know, because you can turn on your digital passport for 3 or 7 days. And of course, the cost is lower. We are a nonprofit organization, so we do charge a little bit for the book, and what that does, it helps us be able to market all the attractions that are in the particular passport of the year. So as I mentioned, the current one is $25. You can get one at the Heritage and Southern Arizona Heritage and Visitors Center.
It's at the courthouse.
At the courthouse.
And it is well worth a visit,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, absolutely.
It's a very nice center.
Spent about 2 hours learning about all the kinds of things there are to do, not just the attractions, but many, many other things that are going on. And we will have the new passport out in October, so not very far from now. Matt, are we still working on that caller?
Tom, Joey, Peter, we have two contestants, and the first is Adam. So, Adam, you are on the air, and Tom, you got a question for Adam.
So, good morning, Adam.
Go right ahead.
Good morning. I'm glad you could join us. Where are you from, Adam?
Thank you. Right here, Tucson.
Okay. All righty. Well, we're not going to try to stump you but what we want to do is just ask you a simple question. Of all of the attractions that you're familiar, what is your favorite attraction and why?
I probably would have to go with the Desert Museum.
Well, that's great.
Really enjoy the, exhibits and just the nature, Southwest. Really enjoy the Desert Museum.
So, Adam, that attraction was developed in 1952 by some really wonderful historical folks that you may have heard of, Mr. Drachman and some others. And it's still going strong. It's more than a zoo. So much many things to do while you're at the we're going to give you your own very own passport where you'll have a lot of buy one, get one free coupons and some other discounts so you can go and enjoy as many attractions as you would like to through the 31st and get a big savings. And Matt is going to take down your information and give you details. We're going to ask you to come to the station to pick up the passport. So Matt will give you all that information. So don't go anywhere. He's going to put you on hold, okay? And he'll be back with you give you a lot of information. So, Adam, thank you.
Hang on 1 second, Adam.
Great. Wonderful show, guys.
All right. Thank you, Adam, for calling in. We appreciate your support.
Okay, you ready for Pat?
All right. So we have another caller, Pat. Good morning, Pat.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi. Good morning.
Go ahead.
I just love Jump in Tucson. It's a great show.
Well, thank you very much, and hopefully you know who your favorite is, right? Every Thursday morning.
Yeah.
No, actually, those are great, great hosts every weekday. So, Pat, same question to you. And Joey and is on the phone as well as our president, Peter. And we're always anxious. Peter, I'm going to let you ask this question, the famous question now that we know, we don't know actually what her favorite attraction is. So Peter, go ahead and ask that infamous question we need to ask Pat.
Good morning, Pat. So what is your favorite attraction and why?
Well, I like airplanes, so I like the Pima Museum of, what do you call it, the Air and Space Museum?
That's exactly right. And why do you like it again?
Well, I grew up in an Air Force town, and I'm probably seeing some of my old friends in there that used to fly over me when I was in high school.
Well, we really appreciate you calling in and visiting Pima Air and Space and the other attractions, and you're going to get a passport, and hopefully we'll see there at many more attractions throughout the year.
And I'll just drive to the station to pick up
passport. Hang on. Don't hang up the phone, and Matt will be back on with you and give you all the details on how to pick up your passport.
Okay. Great. Thanks.
Thanks, Pat.
Bye-bye.
All right, guys, we're back with Joey. And, Joey, we're going to let you go. But before we let you go, big thank you for everything that you've done, generating three versions of the passport. Joey is back part-time with us at the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance, and we have a new website, actually, that Joey gets to sink his teeth in a little bit and help us get that new, since the COVID, we kind of just been, putting everything up and making sure it's up to date. But we decided in the during the 25th anniversary that we wanted to start out with a brand new passport, a brand new website, and a brand new brochure. So Joey's going to join me in about a week or so, and we're going to take a look at this new website and get it ready to go, and we'll have a big probably send-off, kickoff party here at KVOI. And Joey, we appreciate you talking about the showcase, which is coming up October 14th, and there'll be more information on our Facebook as well as our Instagram site about if you're in the hospitality industry and you would like to have your company promoted by the sales force, as I say, the tour operators, the meeting planners, the concierges of the world here in Southern Arizona. Just give me a drop me a line at Tucson, Tom Moulton at TucsonAttractions.com. That's Tom Moulton at Tucson. Or you can call here at KVY and they can give you my information as well. So, Joey, again, thank you very much for joining us. And we get to see you. And you're welcome. We'll get to see you very soon. Thank you. Have a good day.
All right, everybody.
All right, bye-bye. Hey, Peter. Peter's the president. He's also got another job that he does, and we just have just a few moments here, Peter, and hopefully you can stay on for the next break for a little bit. Pete, you joined the board about 3 years ago, and you started this brand-new company. What's the name of that company, and what do you do?
I started a company called Micro Vacations, and it's kind of a, I don't know. It works as a DMC, but we go beyond that. I mean, we really act as a concierge, DMC. We do event planning. So basically what we try and do is promote any kind of events, any kind of attractions that are coming to Tucson. And we help plan your events, and we help plan, make sure everything goes smoothly. We put things together and make sure things go well. So basically, that's what we do.
So you let you have an idea, a concept, and then you contact Peter, and he'll take care of all the details.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the opportunities of Peter being involved with the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance, he gets to have inside information about all of the attractions. And there's over 120 members of the SAAA, so that's a lot of information. So when you hire a destination management company, which is DMC, you'll get a guy like Peter that has a vast amount of knowledge about the hotels, the transportation, the restaurants, and especially the attractions here in town. So, Peter, I know it's a kind of a short break we're going to take, and if you could stay on just for a few moments, and we're going to go and have to take a break. This is Jump in Tucson, and our guest right now is Peter Tsai, the president of the SAAA, as well as the managing partner and owner of Micro Vacations. We'll be right back. This is Jump in Tucson. Well, welcome back. This is Jump in Tucson, and I'm your host, Tom Moulton, from the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance, and we're brought to you by Visit Tucson, who is our official destination promotional agency, I think is how they're worded in the Pima County contract. Been around since 1999. Visit Tucson was one of our founding, I guess, fathers, as you would say, a guy named Pat Tierney, who was the CEO, worked with us on making sure there are no hidden treasures when it comes to the attractions in Southern Arizona. And we borrow that from the hidden treasure tour of Governor Janet Napolitano many, many years ago when she was the governor. Republican governor, if I recall correctly. Is that right, Matt? No, she was the Democrat government. Yes.
Yeah, Napolitano, Democratic governor.
A Democratic governor, excuse me. I'm sorry to make that mistake,
okay.
But Janet Napolitano was a very good friend and really enjoyed working with her, and enjoy working with the guy that's on the radio right now, Peter Tsai, who is the president of the SAAA. he's got a big job, but it's the good thing about his job is that he also runs a hospitality company called Micro Vacations. Pretty new company, though, right, Pete?
Oh, yeah. You know, we've only been around for about 3 years.
That's right. And we've been lucky that we got you from another part of the country. Where did you come from before you came to Tucson?
I was out in the Midwest over in Michigan.
Okay. And, you know, we do sometimes reveal stories, and I got a chance to, last time I got a chance to interview Peter, he's been really about as close to being a public servant in the sense that he was a medical doctor and is actually going for being a medical doctor again. And while he's doing all that stuff, we have the opportunity to work with him in the hospitality industry. And I have to tell you, being a doctor, I think you are a public servant. I think you are, you have clients that you're trying to help become healthier, take care of their issues. And Peter, I think that really shows up in your position that you're in right now.
I appreciate that, Tom. Yeah, it does. I mean, you know, my only goal, truly, hospitality and medicine, there's actually a lot of similarities between the two. You're always trying to help people one way or the other, especially in the business I'm in right now with Micro Vacations. My goal is to just help any clients to put together the best experience that we can and make sure they have a good time. And you know what? It's almost just as satisfying when a client comes out and they're happy, they had a great experience, everything was great, as helping a patient overcome their problems medically. So, yeah, there's a lot of similarities. And, you know, I thought I retired from one, but I guess I just started up in another.
It's not bad having you around either when you have that special, what's this cough all about, Peter? Now, Pete's the president. He doesn't know this, but he did sign on for 2 years. But but we'll tackle that one when we get to the end of the year. But exciting time to be with the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance, Peter, isn't it? You know, we're finally coming out of the COVID. All the attractions are doing well. High season is upon us. We'll have three new wonderful marketing platforms and with the new brochure. Actually went to, you know, the new brochure is coming out real soon with the help of the Arizona Office of Tourism and Tucson Media Partners who've been behind this project. As well as the new website, which is in beta format right now. So we'll be releasing that to some folks to kind of fine-tune it for us. And then, of course, the new passport, which we are gathering all the new information and the new offers and all that, and we'll have that released most likely in digital form first. We'll launch it with a digital form, and then the new book will be out. And the new book is for sale at anything. If you can think of a favorite tourism place like an RV park or a visitor center, a chamber of commerce, the new passports will be available. I don't want to leave the show today without mentioning Nightfall at Old Tucson, and it's coming up on September 27th. It's going to be it looks like it's going to be in one extra weekend. Got special pricing this year. It's very affordable pricing, so we recommend you. And they're going to be here on October 3rd for a special Halloween show, Matt. You don't know this, but we're going to try to we won't necessarily decorate the studio, but we certainly will dim the lights and hear some noises in the background. So that'll be fun. I think the wife of Dr. Hyde is going to be here. And so that will be real interesting. If you don't know the story about old Nightfall, read it about it. But it's about this scary guy called Dr. Hyde. Well, we're going to be back, of course, next Thursday with a gentleman that has a new tour company called Strolls and Stories. And his name is Scott Darlage, and he's going to talk about his new season And then I think we got Empire Ranch the following week, and then Old Tucson Special Show. So Dr. Ackerley will be here tomorrow, Friday at 9 a.m. with his own special show. And if you want to learn more about all of the hidden treasures, TucsonAttractions.com. Thanks for listening. This is Jump In Tucson. We'll see you next Thursday with Scott Darlage.